This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Well, it's 1 billion degrees outside, so that's not great, but the good news is autumn is a-coming. And in the fall...
Can't come soon enough.
In the fall, in September, actually, we have the Evolution Festival returning to St. Louis. And joining us now is the founder of the Evolution Festival and the executive producer, Steve Shankman. Steve, good to talk to you today.
Same here. By the way, Dave Murray says September weather is going to be perfect.
Oh. Well, he better be right about
that. He's the official meteorologist for Evolution Festival.
Yes, he is. That's correct. And right now he's enjoying that beautiful weather on the West Coast, as am I.
Oh, well, that's kind of show-offy.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
St. Louis, this is like the second big heat wave of the summer.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But yeah, the end of September is perfect time for great weather. And yes, Evolution Festival is returning to Forest Park. Forest Park, as you know, had a lot of damage, a lot of trees lost. Mm-hmm. We lost a couple on our site, but it is back and going great. I mean, the Muni's been running every night, and the park and the zoo is doing great. We just got to get through this hot weather, but it's going to be a hot show.
Well,
we got Lenny Kravitz, we got Sublime, we got TLC, Public Enemy, great, great artists, 30 artists in total.
Well, and what's so awesome about this, because the Evolution Festival is an incredible music festival in the beautiful Forest Park. And as you mentioned, it's at the end of September, September 27th and 28th. The weather will be perfect, but perhaps the best thing is that this year proceeds from all ticket, concession, merchandise, and parking sales at Evolution Festival will directly benefit the United Way of Greater St. Louis to help provide further relief from the storms and the tornadoes that recently hit our area. That's awesome, Steve. That's really cool.
Well, that came about because actually my wife, Katie, ran into Michelle Tucker, and we talked about a certain percentage of every ticket, and by the time Katie and I were done talking about it, we gave them the whole thing.
Wow.
Because here's the deal. Evolution is about St. Louis. Contemporary did 50 years of great shows, 30 years before we sold out to Live Nation. And we've continued to produce great entertainment around the country. And really, it's about St. Louis. This festival is not mine. It's not Contemporary's. It's not even the 501c3 that we own, that we have. It's about St. Louis. This is for St. Louis and about St. Louis. And it really makes a difference around the country when people hear that we have St. Louis's great festival now, Evolution. It's sort of like we built the Riverport Amphitheater or the pageant with Joe Edwards. It's just another iconic event to make St. Louis a tourist destination because we want to keep people in St. Louis. We want people to visit St. Louis. We want companies to move to St. Louis. And we want to change the narrative. We have a great city with great institutions, great music, and Evolution's just one piece of that.
Are you able to have a general idea of how many people or percentage of people coming from somewhere else to go to Evolution Festival?
Yeah, we had a great survey done by Explore St. Louis, and it shows around 30% of our people that come are from outside of St. Louis. It could be Illinois, Chicago, We have a heat map we look at. We see people coming from Hawaii, New York, Puerto Rico. I mean, it takes a few years to establish a great festival. And the real thing is the people from St. Louis deserve it. We had one years ago that did not last. So please buy tickets because we want this one to last a long time. You know, the mayor's office is behind it. Certainly a lot of people know now we can raise money for United Way and then celebrate on the 28th, what we've done in St. Louis to bring back North County and our city, mainly our city and the park and Lindell, because what we want to do is talk about the positives of things that have changed to make St. Louis come back to what it was before all of that. And then, matter of fact, let's come back even better.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just outstanding. Like you said, all of the proceeds going to the United Way of Greater St. Louis Storm Relief Fund, which means you guys have already pledged a minimum guaranteed $100,000 donation to the United Way. And of course, I think you guys are going to far surpass that. But it's just, it's a great event. It's a great lineup. There's different levels of tickets, whether it's general admission or a VIP ticket. You mentioned Sublime, Lenny Kravitz. I mean, Sunday, it's Lenny Kravitz, Father John Misty, TLC, Pokey LaFarge, love seeing him. Saturday, as you mentioned, Sublime, Public Enemy, The Hives, Corin Bailey Ray. It's a fun lineup for people. And Forest Park is my favorite place in the whole world. And it's such a great place for a music festival.
Well, one of the greatest parks, bigger than even Central Park in New York. Yes, you mentioned some great acts. You didn't mention Sam Fender. Sam Fender just played in front of 75,000 people, headlined in the UK. So here's another act coming from the UK, just as my friend who just passed this week, Ozzy Osbourne. And here's an act that's drawing huge numbers. So if you come to St. Louis and you see Sam Fender, you're going to see an act that a year from now could be like the next Bruce Springsteen.
Wow.
I mean, incredible guitar player, incredible vocalist. So there are acts that you're not going to know that you got a chance to see. But who knew who, a lot of other acts we brought to St. Louis were before we brought him here. I mean, Sammy Hagar was playing clubs around the country, came to St. Louis and did Super Jam. So come out, buy a ticket. We need the support. The sponsors, great support from a lot of the companies that you know in St. Louis, Worldwide Technology and Stiefel. But we need more support from the people that live here and that come to St. Louis to enjoy themselves for 2 days. Great food, great beverages, great marketplace, great demonstrations. You're right. We have all kinds of tickets. I mean, when you think about it, you can get a ticket for like $50 a day. I mean, it's not an expensive festival if you want to come and just hang out and enjoy the afternoon and evening.
Tickets are available at evolutionfestival.com. And you mentioned, Steve, you mentioned Ozzy Osbourne. And when St. Louisans think of him, of course, music, a lot of us think of the photo of his arrest, his mugshot, where he's wearing the blues shirt, which is, I think, endeared him to a lot of us, especially during that Stanley Cup run, because that photo made its rounds. And you said he was a friend of yours. What are your experiences with him?
Well, talk about that Memphis incident of intoxication and arrest with the jersey on. That jersey was given to him by us when he played at the arena that year, earlier in the year. And we never knew that he would be wearing it at the time of committing whatever he committed. I wasn't there to see that. But this was Bark at the Moon tour at the arena. But we go all the way back to Ozzy in the early 70s doing shows, the Paranoid album, you know, back at the Checker Dome. Actually, it was the arena back then at the Annex. The other thing that we are known for is we did that date at Vets Memorial, January 20th, 1982, Diary of a Madman tour, when the bat ended up in his mouth, bit off the head, and my production manager had to take him to the hospital for rabies shot. So there were a couple incidences that we are known for as part of what happened with Ozzy. But no, Ozzy and Sharon, his manager and wife for many, many years. It was a shame to see him go out, but it goes to show you the strength of a man suffering from such a horrible disease, as we know Parkinson is, to do that last show July the 5th, donate all the money to charity, which he was very charitable. We know him on the stage, you know, the Prince of Darkness. But off the stage, other than he had Ozzy on his knuckles and lots of tattoos, which is fine, he was just a regular guy. I mean, his kids, I remember them coming to Riverport, having dinner with him backstage. Ozzy would walk in, hugged everybody, kissed everybody. I mean, he was the Prince of Darkness on stage, but he was such a wonderful person. All the great things he did. They say he gave away almost $300 million over the course of his lifetime. You know, Geezer Butler, the bass player, lived in St. Louis for a while because he married a woman, Gloria, from St. Louis. Actually lived not far from me when I lived in Chesterfield off Baxter Road. And Geezer had the original band that Ozzy joined. So it's pretty cool that that band played that concert July the 5th, only a couple of weeks before he passed away.
Yeah, and I've seen small clips of that show. And from what I've heard, he still sounded pretty good. I mean, for somebody who was going through what he was going through health-wise, a lot of the reports, and it could just be people who loved him so much that no matter what, they were going to say it was good, but it sounds like he did pretty well in that show.
He pulled it off. I mean, these guys are in their 70s and playing music like they're playing at that intensity. And you know, his biggest disappointment from everything that I saw and heard from people in the business is that he couldn't stand. He wanted to stand up at that concert. But the fact that he was there is impressive. Again, the Prince of Darkness, it was just his thing. It was just like Kiss. I mean, when you see Gene Simmons out of his makeup and all that stuff, these are regular people doing regular things like you and I, but on stage, the Ozfest at Riverport. My last concert with him, because I left Contemporary, the old Contemporary, which was Live Nation at the time, or Clear Channel, and I left to reform Contemporary in 2000 in December, and he was at Riverport in August. So the last time, I mean, it's a long time ago that I saw him or Sharon or the kids was way back then, 25 years. So it's hard to believe. But, you know, we were losing some great. Connie Francis, who I knew, did a show with her in down in West Palm Beach with Frankie Avalon not too many years ago. And then my good friend, great flugelhorn player, Chuck Mangione. I mean, I would play every Monday night. We played at BB's on Monday nights, the Sessions Band, and I would always do Children of Sanchez. First of all, it was just a great song. We talked about humanity. And again, you know, people are aging up to those years and they're leaving us, but they're never really gone because the music's here forever. You know, I used to manage Maynard Ferguson. He's been gone since 06. I mean, that's a long time. But his music is there every minute of the day. So new music, old music, iconic acts like Lenny Kravitz, Sublime with their new singer, the son of the old singer who passed away. We have great hip-hop. We have great jazz. We have, well, jazz-infused music. But when you think about even Maggie Rose, who married somebody from down in Sykeston, Missouri, great country act, probably going to win a Grammy this year. Don't miss it. We need support. We're not selling tickets. This heat wave has hurt us. And we know it's going to lift maybe a little bit next week, according to our good weatherman. but we need people out there buying tickets. They're not expensive. 2 days, 30 acts, food, beverages, parking, everything that you need to enjoy the festival. If you were there the last 2 years, you know you've had a great time because we hear about it all the time. And it's St. Louis's festival, not mine, not KMOX's. This is something for everybody to enjoy.
It's crazy. And Steve, thank you so much for, I mean, not only sharing about the Evolution Festival, but sharing about the stories you have in your career. You had personal relationships with so many of these people. You know firsthand the crazy stories from Ozzy Osbourne biting the head off a bat to Elton John being sneaked in under the arch to the stage dressed as a police officer to, gosh, what was it? The Grateful Dead got arrested right before a concert you had planned here at the Fox Theater.
Yeah, the 1970 Fox Theater. Yeah, they were detained for a few days down in New Orleans, but they did write the song Truckin'. Yeah, these stories, some of these are in my book, which is out of print, but produced by Contemporary. But KMOX stories, I mean, I was on Carney's father's show many years, many times. Matter of fact, I did one of his last shows before he passed away, and that was with Hack from The Chase. And Hack would talk about, he was a maitre d' at the Chase Club, the Sinatras and the Sammy Davises, the Tony Bennett's playing at the Chase. And I was talking about Ozzy and the Guns N' Roses. But it was a great show. I hope during your 100th anniversary, which I think is coming up soon, am I right?
This year,
I hope that some of these shows are talked about, because I would sit in there with Jack Carney and talk, and he knew a lot about entertainment. talk about some of these acts, and with my long hair, my beard, and mustache. Matter of fact, even Sugar Ray Leonard, the first time Sugar Ray Leonard came to town, he did because I drove him there. He did an interview with Carney, and I remember him talking about, you know, the first fight that he was going to have, and that was many, many years ago. So lots of history. Then I'd get that call on the intercom, Mr. Shankman, Mr. Hyland would like to see you after your meeting, after your interview. So I'd have to stop by and see the great Bob Hyland, Robert F. Hyland, to those that didn't know him, obviously. So lots of great stories at KMOX, lots of interviews. I hope you have a lot of those in your archives, because some of those interviews are classic from people, you know, that are just huge icons today, or many that aren't with us anymore.
Steve Shankman, it's awesome to talk to you every time. We love it, and we are looking forward to Evolution Festival. Thank you again for visiting with us.
Chris, Amy, thank you. Have a great day, and the cool weather's coming. I can guarantee
you. You better be right.
That's right.
I hope so.
Thank you, Steve.
Talk to y'all soon. Thanks so much. Bye now.
Evolution Festival founder and executive producer Steve Shankman. Again, it is September 27th and 28th in Forest Park. Tickets are available at evolutionfestival.com. It is Chris and Amy on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Catch us on the Odyssey app. You can listen there live if it's not 104.1 FM or 1120 AM. It's still out there. But we like, however you get it, Odyssey app there, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, at Chris Amy KMOX. Speaking of the Odyssey app, you can leave us a voice message. We were just talking, a couple of segments ago about people returning things to Costco.
Well,
and how ridiculous it is.
Intentionally abusing the system, which I would classify it for some of these people, I would classify it as stealing.
The couch that had been used for 2 years?
This woman bought a couch from Costco, used it for 2.5 years, and then said, I don't like the color anymore, and took it back. Or a TikTok influencer who considers them Costco hacks on how you can buy rotisserie chicken, eat half of it, complain about it, bring it back, get a new one, eat half of it, complain about it, and bring it back, and do so and just absolutely abuse the system. And people are starting to worry that Costco is going to tighten up its return policy.
Well, they're probably going to, because people abuse the system. They don't know how to behave. Here is Mike with a voice message.
So regarding the people who return half-eaten chickens and similarly ridiculous items, like, we're all listening to this and pulling our hair out with what little hair I have, and we're offended, right, by the moral sensibilities of these people. And this is not even something controversial. It's not like some people are pro, they think that the right thing to do is to return a half a chicken, right? This is not a controversial moral issue. This is low-hanging fruit. So it makes me wonder, like, the philosophical question, the people who do this, what keeps them up at night with, like, the moral directions of our country? What causes them moral distress?
Not much, I guess.
Okay. If you're that person, maybe, okay, and I'm being, I think, lenient when I say this. Maybe it is, you're tight for money. Maybe you're just trying to get something back. It could be that. It could be, hey, it's Costco. They're huge. They make billions. What's the big deal if I bring this thing back that I'm not supposed to bring back? Nobody's harmed by it. I guess if I'm, you know, in the nicest way possible, those would be excuses. Otherwise, I don't know what your mindset would be.
Also, yeah, if you're tight for money, then don't buy a brand new couch from Costco.
Well,
I mean,
maybe
there are other
places
to get a couch.
Again, maybe you weren't tight for money when you bought it 2 years ago.
Yeah,
right?
But that's still stealing. I mean, I've bought a lot of clothes that I regret because, like I said, that blue sweater that I still think about. And you know what? I could use the cash now. I really could. But I'm not stealing.
Does it have the tags on it?
Obviously not. But none of these had the tags on it. I'm not taking stuff back that I've used. And here's the thing. When I worked at Fleet Feet and I worked retail, they had a great return policy. They still have a pretty good one, but they basically had the equivalent of a blank check return policy. We'll take it back no matter what. People would buy running shoes, run for years in them. Years. Now, running shoes aren't supposed to last years. It's like sporting equipment.
Yeah.
It gets worn out. The cushion goes down. The mesh might break, especially when you buy running shoes that are meant to be light, so the top mesh is real thin. People would come in and say, I bought these shoes 8 years ago, and there's a hole where my toe is. Well, yes, that's because you bought a lightweight running shoe that's made of mesh. Well, my previous leather shoes didn't have a hole in them. It's because they're leather. That's why you buy a leather shoe, but it's also why you don't run in a leather shoe.
No.
And we would take those shoes back. I took back a pair of Walmart branded running shoes. Now, granted, we didn't sell cheap shoes from brands like Nike. We only sold certain top of the line shoes. This was a Walmart branded white leather shoe. And this guy said, I bought this shoe here, you know, last year. I said, well, you didn't, because we don't sell that shoe. I've been working here for 5 years. I know we don't sell that shoe. We would never sell that shoe. And he was so convinced and so adamant and mad that we took it back. We gave him $30. We just made up a number.
Okay. So, but also, there's a very good chance that you have, in doing that, or that Fleet Feet has in doing that, created a customer. That's a possibility that he comes back there. Maybe not. But the question outside of it is, how often does it really happen? So you have hundreds and if not thousands of customers to come through, and we're talking about a couple of times, a few times this happens.
I say it happened enough that we had to change the policy because the
margins. Percentage wise, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. Enough where we changed the policies, because our motto was socks pay the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's not a big markup. The margins are thin when you're selling shoes. I know it doesn't seem like it, but for us they are. So it happened enough that we would get constant lectures on not getting mad at customers.
I do think
the employees would get mad.
It's a much, much bigger deal. You shouldn't do it, but it's a much bigger deal to do it to a mom and pop store.
Mm-hmm. And that's what Fleet Feet is. It's franchised.
You know, that has people just trying to get by and make it work. So Midday Midlife, we've been talking about it all week long here. We've talked it from multiple angles, having kids, dating with children, dating people who have kids who aren't your kids, all kinds of things we've talked about. Now we're going to talk about the midlife from a career perspective. Bruce Blackwell is a career counselor and founder of CareerStrategiesGroup.com. We'll talk about what it means to change careers during your midlife and how scary that can be. That's next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know what would really suck, I think, to be in your 40s or older? And you lose your job you have been doing for however long and you have to find a new job. Maybe you have to find a completely different career in a different field. And it's scary. It's scary to have to start over. Hell, it's scary when you're 22 trying to figure out what you're going to do for your life, let alone when you're in your midlife. And to talk about this with us, navigating all of that, what you can do, how you can make it easier, Bruce Blackwell is a career counselor and founder of Career Strategies Group, CareerStrategiesGroup.com. And Bruce is with us now on KMOX. We appreciate your time, Bruce. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. And good morning to you. And thank you very much for having me on your show.
Well, thank you for being here, because this is a pretty scary challenge that you can run into this late in life, just because every company, every field, every industry, it seems like, is looking for young people. They're looking for somebody who is in their early 20s, and they don't really look at somebody in their 50s, late 40s or 50s. They want fresh, right? So, first of all, how often does it happen, if we have percentages or numbers, that people in their 40s have to look for a new career?
It happens pretty frequently. This happens to be my wheelhouse. When I set up this career management practice many moons ago, it was designed for people in their 40s, 50s, and even 60s, which I called midlife then. I still call it midlife. I was in midlife when I started this practice, and 30 years later, I'm still in midlife too. The world changes. And it's easier, well, it's not easy to find a job when you're a young person. I've got 23-year-old twins. One's working, the other one is looking. It's tough out there. It gets appreciably more difficult when you cross that big 4-0. But there is a market. if you know how to play it, know the rules, and can make an effective presentation for yourself. So it's not hopeless by any means.
So have you worked with people then, maybe they are 40, 45 years old, and so still young, still,
yeah,
you know, but kind of, you know, old enough to have been in a job for a while, and they are realizing, I am not happy in this career path. I want to switch careers.
You've hit the nail right on the head. In fact, I actually tracked this information. The most common age of the person that calls career strategies to talk about changing careers is 41.
Wow.
I get some younger, I get some older, but that's the big spike on the graph. Because at 41, you're almost halfway through your career, and you look forward and you say, gee, what I see ahead is kind of what I'm doing now, and is this all there is? So that's when the impetus starts. And also for a lot of people, professionals in particular, you know, if you're young and single, you can spend all kinds of hours at work. If you're married but don't have kids, you can spend all kinds of hours at work. But by 41, if you're married and you have kids, those kids are starting to play soccer and t-ball and get involved in school activities. And if you're working 60 hours a week like a lot of professionals do, it's awfully hard to be a family guy. So what do? You look for something that's going to improve your work-life balance and maybe get you started in a new direction that you actually enjoy.
What are some of the career changes you've seen? One of my sister's friends, who was a bit younger at the time, but I don't know, she got her PhD in one of the sciences, you know, like some macrobiology, and decided, I don't want to be a scientist. And so she became a dog groomer. And it's just like this 180, a total about face. Have you seen changes like that where someone was maybe a litigation attorney and then wanted to become a chef?
Oh, that's all I do.
That's crazy.
In fact, I think I can't be positive. I think we had one that became a chef.
That's awesome.
We had another one that was pretty good with his hands and somewhat mechanically oriented. And for just a song and a dance, he bought a bicycle rental business in a resort town. And he rents bicycles out in the summer and goes to Florida and lives the life in the winter and is happy as a clam. And this is a former lawyer.
Wow.
So there could be all kinds of dramatic changes. When I set up this practice, it was literally unique. No one else was doing this. It was about midlife career change. So if your sister was an unhappy biochemist and wanted to be a biochemist somewhere else, I don't do that work.
Mm-hmm.
I do biochem to dog groomer kind of work.
Okay. Have you ever, I was going to ask, have you ever looked at someone who had a very successful career, you know, a doctor or a lawyer, who wanted to switch jobs to do something like sell by, and say, don't do this. This is a horrible decision.
It's not a horrible decision if you do it the right way.
Yeah.
And a lot of my practice involves professionals, lawyers, some doctors, senior executives who have done pretty well. They can stay doing what they're doing, but when they get up in the morning, it's like, ugh, I got to go do this again. And it becomes this, the boredom and the roteness become big problems. The common wisdom amongst professionals is that, gee whiz, I can't make as much money doing something else, so I'm stuck here. But that's not really the case. Most of the people that I work with do as well or better in the new thing than they were doing in the old thing. And I should point out, I mean, I don't take clients, rarely take clients who are, you know, making $800,000, $900,000 a year. My point of view on that is, if you're making that kind of money and you hate it, just suck it up, dude, and take some nice vacation time. You know?
Yeah, what are you crying about?
That's so great.
Think of almost $1 million a year. What are you crying about?
To me, my first wife did enough of that. I don't need that.
Which leads me to my second business.
Do you ever tell somebody comes to you, makes that kind of money, and they're like, my job, whatever. You're just like, quit being a baby. Do you ever do that?
Not Really?
You gotta think about it.
There are all kinds of reasons for not being happy.
Yeah.
And the money really doesn't buy happiness. I mean, I'd like to find that out for sure, but I don't think it does. What makes for career satisfaction is feeling that what you're doing with your time is worthwhile and it's producing a result that is fulfilling and meaningful to you, whatever that might be. Because we all work hard, whether we're plumbers or electricians or doctors or career consultants, we're all working hard. And if at the end of the day it's just a paycheck, then, you know, that's not really, that's not what life is all about. You can make good money and do work that you enjoy. And once you figure out what that is, and that's, I help people do that.
I think, Bruce, I think the scariest switch for people are those people maybe in the middle. And here's an example. Let's say you're a mom or a dad of three kids, four kids even.
Mm-hmm.
You have a corporate job. That's fine.
Yep.
You're not going to get rich, but it's fine. And you are thinking, I'm so unhappy. I feel so uninspired in this corporate job. I want to switch and do something more exciting, but I'm scared because I've got three or four mouths to feed.
Yeah.
What do you do in that situation?
Okay, that's pretty common, too. Changing careers is scary. And one of the things that bothers me about, since I've changed careers myself a number of times and helped several thousand clients do it too, is that the fear keeps you stuck in a place that you don't need to be in. And I mean, I don't want to talk about me too much, but I started out as a daily newspaper journalist, and there aren't too many newspapers around anymore. I switched to a company that was the world's first and largest duplicator of video cassettes. So when you went into Blockbuster and picked up a movie to rent, we put that movie on that tape. And of course, you know, there's no more Blockbusters, no more VHS. Industries come, industries go. Companies also have no loyalty to their employees. And if they decide to do some cutbacks, bye-bye. There's no safety in corporate America, so it's always risky. You can take a risk of going after something that you really like to do, and at least there's going to be more reward there. So there's no way around it. Yeah, it changes is very scary. Henry David Thoreau, 171 years ago, wrote that most people live lives of quiet desperation because they're afraid to self-actualize. And, you know, I'm not an airy-fairy pie-in-the-sky kind of, you can do anything you want, because you can't. but the fear can be paralytic, and there's really not a lot of need for it if you understand yourself and the value that you bring. There'll be a market for you. And even for older people, I chose the midlife and beyond because nobody else wanted to deal with it. We of the baby boom generation and even the generation that follows, we bring a lot of perspective and we bring a lot of been there, done that. We bring a lot of problem solving skills. And as a group, and no offense to the young people listening to your station, we're easier to manage than the younger people who put more demands on the employers and are more of a pain in the neck to work with than we are. So you can establish a role. And oftentimes our guys will end up creating jobs for themselves based on what they bring to the table.
Well, it's good to know that there is hope for people who are out there and might have to change careers or want to change careers in their 40s or 50s or even later than that. And you know what? You working with people of this age, of our age and older, you know, you're kind of like a person who rescues old dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, you're something like...
called a lot of things in my time, Chris. An old dog rescuer.
Yeah, you adopt old dogs. You know, people go to the shelter. They don't want the 10-year-old dog. They want the puppy.
Yeah. Right.
And you're out here taking care of us old dogs.
Okay. I'll take that as a compliment.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hey,
Bruce, you're
Blackwell,
awesome.
Thank you're the best. Thank you.
Well, thank you guys for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Bruce Blackwell, career counselor and founder of CareerStrategiesGroup.com. See, I feel good knowing that when I inevitably, well, I know where I'm going after this. Going to be a park ranger.
Oh, that's a great idea.
When I get fired?
Yeah.
Park ranger.
That's a great idea. I mean, I love being a park ranger. I would want to be a park ranger in like the mountains. Also, kind of been flirting with the idea of librarian. I think I'd be a good librarian. I didn't go to library school, though. There's a school for it.
There is. You got to know about the Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah. I like Bruce a lot.
Bruce is great.
Yeah. So careerstrategiesgroup.com. He was awesome.
Yeah. So
won't that be great when we get fired? You're a park ranger. I'm a librarian. That's adorable. We'll each like, I don't know. I feel like we're just really giving back to the world in those careers.
Well, I'm going to get a weapon. Do you get one at the library?
The late fee.
That's not a weapon. You should get a taser. I'm going to get a taser as a park ranger. We've got the week out of context. As we wrap up the show here on a Friday, Gas House Gang at 12 o'clock, Matt Pauly, Mike Claiborne, me, John Rooney will be on the show. We'll talk Cardinals as they continue their series against the Padres tonight. Right now, it's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
Now, a look back at this week's Chris and Amy Show, out of context.
I ate it faster than I would have liked, and then I looked at the calorie count and the sugar and the fat, and it scared me. This is probably how drug people feel, like when they realize they're addicted to drugs.
Melons are my favorite fruit, any kind of melon.
Didn't Bill Clinton say that?
We kind of talk about kids as if they are idiots, right? Like you hear them talk and they're not making any sense.
Some people say it's soupy. Some people say it's like an armpit. I think it's like pouring soup in your armpit.
I hope this person dies in front of me. This person is driving way too slow in the left lane. Their name is Andrew Stoles.
What is your deal?
Right.
What's going on in the brain? Is there any function? Like, have you already lost function?
If you're wiping extensively, yes, she'll be like, geez, this guy's been wiping.
She'll be like, yeah, is this guy
minutes.
Okay? Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be good this week.
You looked a little miffed.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm confused by some of those. All right.
Ready?
Well, let's play the game, Matt Pajeski.
All right, I'm going to play some of those clips for you out of context, and you're going to have to give me the context for each clip. And Amy, I'm going to start with you, all right?
Okay.
Give me some context for this.
Some people say it's soupy. Some people say it's like an armpit. I think it's like pouring soup in your armpit. Well, that's easy. That is how it feels outside right now with the humidity and the heat.
It does feel soupy.
A soupy armpit.
It's gross. Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah.
Ranji, this is maybe the worst one I've heard from you. Explain this.
All right. I hope this person dies in front of me. Yeah, when you say that, you don't really hope they die.
Right.
This person is driving way too slow in the left lane. Their name is Andrew Stoles. Okay, so I remember what it was.
Death upon a coworker?
Here's what it was.
You should have just stopped it after I hope this person dies in front of me. That would have been way harder.
Well, no, I remember.
He says it all the time.
First of all, I remember what it was because the Andrew Stoles was just a little side shot because we know he drives slow in the fast lane on purpose because he's just like that.
Psychopath.
But it was about if you're in your car. It was the conversation that Pajeski made us have about whether or not you're a bad person if you yell things
in your car
in private, does that make you bad? And I'm like, well, no, because you could say I want this person in the car in front of me to die because they don't know how to drive, but you don't really want them to die. You're just mad.
Good job.
That's what that was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still worried about you, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, me too.
Amy, this one's for you. Give me some context for this.
I ate it faster than I would have liked, and then I looked at the calorie count and the sugar and the fat, and it scared me. This is probably how drug people feel, like when they realize they're addicted to drugs.
Drug people.
Drug people.
Not drunk. Drug people.
Drug.
You can always tell when someone doesn't do drugs by how they talk about drugs. This is like those drug people. So I always have a birthday cake in my freezer. Because I love cake and you never know when you're going to need cake. Like, oh my gosh, I wish I had some cake.
You never know when you're going to
need cake. It's emergency cake. You need to have emergency cake in the freezer. But I haven't had a cake in my freezer for a while because the last cake I ate it a little too fast. Like it was gone in a couple of days and that scared me.
Did it hurt your tum?
No, it just scared me because it's not healthy. That's not a good, that's bad for your blood sugar. It's bad for your weight. It's how, like, druggies start.
Yeah.
Good job. You got that one. Either of you can give me some context for this comment made by Jeff Nordine, who is our friend of the show and AccuWeather meteorologist.
What is your deal?
Right.
What's going on in the brain? Is there any function? Like, have you already lost function?
I know what it was. Was he saying that he doesn't understand people who like hot, humid weather?
Nope.
No.
It's more specific than that. He doesn't understand people running in this weather.
Oh,
he saw people run. But he actually said, before he knew that I ran in this weather, he said he saw people running and is like, what is going on in your brain? And I told him that I was running.
Meteorologist.
A meteorologist for AccuWeather.
Jeff Nordine.
Have
he's
you
our
already
guy.
Lost function in your brain? Idiot.
That guy's the best.
I love him.
Ranji, what does this mean?
Melons are my favorite fruit. Any kind of melon.
Didn't Bill Clinton say that?
Honestly, I don't even know if I know the context. I think it was a slow day. You're talking about your favorite fruit, both of you guys.
It was very specific.
Today was a slow day.
We were clearly talking about favorite fruit, but why?
I know why. It was so hot. I said, and Hulk Hogan died, and he said, stay cool and eat fruit. And I said, I don't eat fruit. But I've been eating a lot of fruit lately because it's been so hot. And then you started talking about how you love melons.
Melons. Oh, my God. Melons are so good. Honeydew. The best honeydew is the best.
Oh, yeah. One more quick one for you guys. This is both of you.
If you're wiping extensively, she'll be like, geez, this guy's been wiping.
She'll be like, yeah, is this guy okay?
Yeah. Why are you wiping?
I know.
Well, I don't remember.
I know.
Because when he stays in Chicago with his lady, she has a see-through bathroom door, and you can see the outline of him on the toilet. So if he had to keep wiping, see the outline of him wiping.
Let me just say, this is not my lady. This is a good friend of mine, and I hate staying at her house because of her bathroom situation.
Which is I
try to stay at my friend Dennis's house because I got a spare room. It's great. Instead of a couch, it's the best. And he's got a nice
Just imagine
bathroom.
If your entire silhouette was visible while you were sitting on the toilet, and then you stand up, and then you wipe, and then you put your pants on. She can watch the whole thing.
Well, what if I have to go and she's in there sleeping? Then it sucks. Yeah. It's not a good situation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of her to let me stay, but man, get a new bathroom door at least, would you?
Put a curtain on it.
Actually, this idiot has two bathrooms. One of them is for the cat. I'm not joking.
We'll talk about this.
We're going to talk about this next week.
Wow.
This is the person who spent $17,000 trying to save her cat's life.
She won't let you use the bathroom the cat uses?
That's right.
No.
Yeah.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking. We'll talk about this next week. I have crazy friends. That's it for the week. We hope you'll come back on Monday. We'll be back on Monday at 9 a.m. Anything you missed, Odyssey app or get the podcast wherever you get your typical podcast. We love you, and we'll talk to you Monday. Cool?
Yep.
Gas House Gang is next. We have tickets to give away during the Gas House Gang. Better be listening for your chance to win on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.